Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Adi Adedoyin, coming up.
Aguero to Navas, it was Dzeko! 5-0! Dzeko's finish from about 6 yards. Good first touch finish, low past the goalkeeper. Manchester City 5, Blackburn Rovers 0.
Manchester City qualified for the fourth round of the FA Cup in style. Rafael Nadal continues his bid to win the Australian Open. We'll look ahead to today's action in Melbourne. And strong criticism for the World Anti-Doping Agency.
WADA is a little bit too full of itself. They protest too much. They're looking out for the good of the people who are blowhards, who talk too much.
More from the NBA Commissioner David Stern to come. But we start with football, and Manchester City need just one more goal to reach a century in all competitions this season. They put 5 past Blackburn Rovers to book their place in the fourth round of the FA Cup. But they'll take on Watford, another side from the second tier of the English football. Watching was the BBC's Alan Green.
No one could recall any stoppages of play in the first half, so it was fortunate for City that a minute was added on, because it was towards the end of that minute that they took the lead. Blackburn committed too many players upfield for a free kick and were caught out by a quick counter-attack. Fernandinho crossing, Negredo heading in. Maybe a little unfair at that point on Rovers, particularly as the floodgates opened in the second half. Negredo quickly hit a second, Dzeko then chipped in with a couple of his own, and in between, perhaps more significant, Aguero on his substitute returning from injury scored in less than a minute.
Despite the emphatic scoreline, the City manager Manuel Pellegrini believes there's still plenty of room for improvement.
For the moment, it's a very good moment of the season. I don't know if it's the best moment of the season, but we have another three months and a half to try to continue in the same way. That's very important. How will we end the season? And the best way to do it is try to play every game as a final and try to have a good performance of the whole squad.
The future of the Southampton manager Maurizio Pochettino remains uncertain following the resignation of the club's executive chairman Nicola Cortesi. In a statement, the club announced that owner Caterina Lieber had taken on the role of non-executive chairman following Cortesi's resignation. The BBC's Ben Smith has been following the developments.
This is about the sale of the club. Caterina Lieber wants to sell Southampton Football Club. She doesn't want the asset. She's not interested in football. She wants the cash. Nicola Cortesi feels that there is still an awful lot, a long way for Southampton to go on the journey he has taken them on from the depths of League One in 2009. So there was a disagreement over the sale of the club. Caterina Lieber wanted to do it almost immediately, and Nicola Cortesi didn't want to be strong-armed into that, and they have not spoken properly since the autumn. There was incredible ambition in Cortesi's vision for Southampton, but all of it is now obviously in jeopardy, and Maurizio Pochettino, now the focus falls on him, I suppose, the manager. He's won so many friends, I suppose, since he came in almost exactly a year ago. Against many people's better judgment, I think they were surprised when he was appointed by Cortesi. But now he has consistently said that if Cortesi goes, I go, and we wait for the next step.
Chelsea have completed the signing of Nemanja Matic, the Serbian midfielder who left Stamford Bridge as part of the deal which saw David Luiz move to Chelsea from Benfica 3 years ago. He's now back in the club in a deal reported to be worth $34 million. West Ham United have confirmed that Carlton Cole has signed a new 18-month contract. He was released at the end of last season, but signed a short-term deal in October. And Hull have signed the Croatian striker Nikita Jelovic from Everton for a fee reported to be worth $10.6 million. The Manchester United manager David Moyes has accepted a misconduct charge and is expected to be fined by the Football Association. It follows comments he made after their 2-1 defeat to Sunderland in the first leg of a League Cup semi-final. Moyes said United are beginning to laugh at referees for their terrible decisions. He added that the team are playing referees as well as the opposition. AC Milan have made it through to the quarterfinals of Italian Cup after beating second-tier Spezia 3-1. In other matches, Siena upset Catania 4-1, Napoli beat Atlanta 3-1. And the Ballon d'Or winner Cristiano Ronaldo scored the opening goal as 10-man Real Madrid beat Osasuna 2-0 on Wednesday to qualify for the King's Cup quarterfinals. 4-0 on aggregate. Now to tennis here on the BBC World Service, and the world number one, Rafael Nadal, Roger Federer, Andy Murray, and the defending women's champion Victoria Azarenka, amongst those bidding for a place in the third round of the Australian Open in Melbourne later. Nadal, who played just one set in the first round before his Australian opponent Ben Atomic retired with a groin injury, faces another Australian, the 17-year-old Thanasi Kokkinakis. The teenager is looking forward to the challenge and has some idea of what to expect.
I practiced with him at French Open a little bit. That was one of my first hits coming off my injury, and the back didn't pull up too well after that, but I think 2 days will be a bit of a different story. It was on clay. But yeah, I practiced with him, and I had a funny interview with him the other day, and the last question I had him was, what if we both win, will you be nervous? And everyone kind of started laughing, and I mean, he said always nervous, so I'm just looking forward to going out there and having a crack.
On Wednesday, there were straight sets victories for David Ferrer, Stanislas Wawrinka, and the defending champion Novak Djokovic. And Djokovic says he's coping in the excessive heat in Melbourne.
I thought yesterday, even though I haven't played a match, I practiced was warmer than today. But still, the conditions were not easy. You know, I started the match really, really good. I was set in a break up only after 40, 45 minutes. You don't want to spend too much time on the heat. You want to try to win as quick as possible.
Serena Williams is safely through to the third round after a comfortable straight sets victory over Vesna Dolonk of Serbia, 6-1, 6-2. Also through to the third round of her home Grand Slam for the first time in 3 years is Sam Stosur, who dropped just two games in beating Svetlana Peronkova.
It was nice. As soon as you get a bit of a lead, it's kind of easier to breathe a little bit easier and relax a bit and kind of feel like you can swing a little bit more. So, I mean, the first few games were pretty tight, but then once I kind of got that one break and then got to, obviously felt pretty good and was able to keep it going.
The city of Rio de Janeiro has suffered another embarrassment 2.5 years before hosting the Olympic Games and 6 months before it stages the matches at this year's Football World Cup. Laureates have said their annual World Sports Award will not be held in the city. The award took place in Rio last year, and they were due to stage it this year as well. The decision comes just 3 months after the football trade show and conference, SoccerX, due to stage in the city, was called off, and less than a year since large protests were staged to coincide with the Confederations Cup. With more, here's Tim Vickery.
This has nothing to do with finance and everything to do with politics. This is the Rio state government not wanting to be seen spending money on sports-related events. That protest movement has never really gone away from Rio de Janeiro. There have been lots of protests here, and quite frankly, the politicians are running scared. This year is election year in Brazil, so there will be people out to make political capital from the chaos.
Now the outgoing head of the NBA, David Stern, is hit back at the World Anti-Doping Agency after accusations the American basketball authorities have gaps in their drugs program, particularly when it comes to human growth hormone. Stern, who steps down next month, says the accusations are simply not true.
WADA is a little bit too full of itself. They protest too much.
But surely they're looking out for the good of sport.
They're not. They're looking out for the good of the people who are blowhards, who talk too much, and have opinions about all sports. We have a collective bargaining agreement with our players. We, under that agreement, we test 6 times a year, 2 out of season. We have a long list of subjects that we test for. It's probably 150 on a list. We're influenced by WADA's additions to their list. We move ahead. And then we have to ask our players in a collective bargaining context about making additional changes. Our players who participate in the World Championships, the World Cup of Basketball and the Olympics comply as part of that competition. So we know exactly what's going on.
And before we go, a reminder of our top story. Manchester City need just one more goal to reach a century in all competitions this season. They put 5 past Blackburn Rovers to put their place in the 4th round of the FA Cup. And that's the latest sport. Weekend.